Welcome back, everybody, to Overdunk. This is a competitive Pokemon Unite podcast, and you are listening to episode 32, a very special one. This is the North American Regional Hype Show, Preview Show, Pump Up Show. This is the high school pep rally of Unite for the North America scene, and I have assembled the best cheerleaders to ever do it. I have an amazing cast with me. I'm going to let them introduce themselves in a row in a second. So, Doofsnacks, why don't you kick off our intros, tell people who you are, and what your connection to the Unite scene is.
Kirk Doofsnacks, Javet, commentator, the other half of Unite Mics, to Zoinks. I'm there. I'm Zoinks' PIC, partner in casting, and that's about the long and the short of it. So there you go. Let's get to the important people.
Yeah, that's true. Unite Mics don't matter. Next up, we got Yoshi. Why don't you introduce yourself?
Hello. So I'm Yoshi. I'm a professional Pokemon Unite player from EU. I'm the team captain of PogChamp, and I hope I go to the world, I guess.
Yeah, okay, there we go. So if you missed it, we did do an EU show earlier this week. It's up on all podcast platforms. It's up on YouTube already. Go check it out if you want the EU hype train. Yoshi's going to bring it for NA a little bit here. Pretty sure we ranked PogChamp near number one or something like that.
Anyway.
Next up, we got the content cowboy themselves. Spraggles, introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Spraggles, the Cantonian Doofsnacks. I am known for stacking on every Pokemon, and I'm the best player, never lost a single match. Let's do this.
Okay, that's pretty good. Okay, interest has been on point so far today. Last but certainly not least, we have the Sneaky Seal.
Yeah, I got my camera fixed in a second. I also, like Spraggles, have never lost a single game. If you blame your teammates, you never lose. And I also stack on everything I have available. So yeah, it's all right. You remind me a lot of myself, man. I'm big fan. But
love it.
I feel for a lot of teams I know. A lot of NA stuff, so I guess I got invited for some reason.
Yes, absolutely. No. Sneaky Seal is a absolute monster in terms of covering the North America scene. If you want to watch every single possible game you can of the North American tournament scene, tune into Sneaky Seal. They are going to be casting every game of group play, early rounds of the bracket, not to mention, I believe you have a little army of people giving you highlight reels and things like that too, so
yes. It's going to be sick. So they're... is 12 best of threes happening at once, and we are not prepared to handle that by myself. So I have people helping me watch and recording clips. You know, if Overlord's playing like a 6-seed team and he gets a pentakill, we might want to see that.
Sure.
But I will not probably not be watching Overlord versus the 6-seed in the 12 best of threes happening at the same time.
Sure. Well, we will get everybody a chance to plug your stuff, Sneaky. I know you got to make sure people know where to tune in on that on this weekend. But we will get to all of that. But the important stuff, of course, is everybody, we are going to be talking about the North American Regional Championships. Now, there is a lot on the line for this tournament. Obviously, all the championship points, very important, by the way, have been going towards seeding for this tournament. A huge, huge tournament that is resulting in the biggest prize pool that Unite has seen thus far, as well as, of course, the two golden tickets at the end of the tournament road are the world seeds available. North America and EU, both two of those regions lucky enough to get two seeds going into Worlds. So very, very important tournament, which is why we are doing a specific hype show, of course. Now, format, I just wanted to touch on really quick a return to the EOS Cup format. We're going to have group stage into bracket play, where the group stage is a little bit different in that we have four groups still, but six teams in each one. So a larger section of group, which will reward good teams more so. It'll give you, you know, your stakes will matter less as long as you can win out in the rest of your group. So more groups being added will definitely mean the best teams rise to the top, or ideally that is how the system will work. And then we are moving into a top eight bracket. So only the top two seeds of each group will make it forward. So definitely going to be some predictions in this show. There's going to be even a little bit of power rankings later in the show. And of course, we got to talk about some storylines, which is where I wanted to start it off. A quick recap of what happened in the last tournament. Game and Gladiators, the most feared name potentially in all of North American Pokemon Unite for quite some time, had a recent, you know, fall off in terms of high level success, but all that has changed in the last two tournaments. Game and Gladiators won that final May finals and are now looking real good headed into this final tournament. Now, have they returned to their, you know, supremacy level of dominance in North America? Are we looking at a tournament to honestly decide who's number two in North America and the first seed's already taken up? Or are they still a beatable team? Sneaky Seal, why don't you kick us off?
Tough question. Because a lot of NA right now looks like they can beat anyone on the given day.
Mm-hmm.
They do look a lot more dominant. They are boot camping. We've got Lutano over there in Canada on green ping for the first time ever. It looks like the ping difference made it so his Lucario ults can secure objectives now, so they will not be losing every single Zapdos in a finals. Because they would, I think they got one stat for, like, I believe it was May, they got zero Dreadnoughts in, like, 10 games or something. It was pretty ridiculous. They just, like, could not secure an objective. But it's tough. Because I do think it's going to be bracket dependent on who gets out of groups with the best win record and who avoids the other maybe top four or five teams early on in the bracket and who gets to winners finals. It's going to be the easiest for them. If Gaming Gliders get to winner finals, do I expect them to finish out and be top two? Probably, yes. But if they maybe lose in semis, it could be tough.
Okay, okay. So maybe not the hands-down best team in the tournament. A little bit of doubt in Sneaky Steel's mind. Spraggles, how about you? Is this team back to absolutely dominating everyone in front of them, or are there cracks in the armor that you can see?
Well, I think Sneaky said a few things that are very accurate. I mean, NA, it feels like a lot of teams could beat each other on any given match. I feel like there's a lot of intense competition in NA. So many good teams right now. It feels like the most competitive region, but I don't know about every single region out there. When I see certain regions, like I see Japan, Korea, it feels like there are a few big teams. When I see EU, that's actually really competitive too. But NA feels like probably the most competitive region to me. I think if you were a betting man, you would put your money on GG for sure. they have the best track record. It's very likely they will secure a spot to Worlds. I think it would be considered an upset if they didn't, of course. But yeah, anyone could beat them on the day. I think they're without question the best. They're looked at as the best team. And from watching them in that recent tournament, I think they have a lot of options of how they can play this game right now, and all of them are really solid. So they almost have a lot of counters right now, a lot of weapons in their arsenal. I think it's an exciting time to be a GG fan for sure.
One of the most versatile teams, and then of course their historic success is definitely a strong backing factor for them. Yoshi, in ancient days gone by, you competed against this team in tournaments on atrocious ping ever since the region split. I know that's been happening a lot less, but in your perception of North America and what you think of the region, do you think they are the clear best and nobody comes close, or do you think that bridge has been gapped a little bit by other teams?
Well, right now, even if it was the ping, actually, we scream a lot of NA teams, and we scream GG a lot, like really a lot. Like, two hours ago, we were screaming with them.
Oh, that's awesome. And, what are they playing? What are their comps?
Yeah.
I'm not going to say anything because we're not streaming and stuff, but right now, there is something I agree with Sneaky and with Spraggle. They're probably the best team, maybe, in the world. Like, to be honest, because I'm watching everything, like NA, Asia, everything, because it's really interesting to watch all the meta you can play. And right now, I think it's GG lost, like, some tournaments, just because the meta was a bit different for them. Like, the EOS Cup, the flicking, like, the random gaming comp, they play this weird stuff, flipping everything. It's just 50-50. You can get it, you can't not get it. But right now, the meta is around more playing the map. You still can go to the zap and just flip it. You still can do it. But you can't just do it like easy. You just can't go Blastoise spin, spin the big Unite and, well, hope to get it. Now you can't really do that. And why GG is probably the best team right now, they can't let you go to the pit and do whatever you want. They just control the map better than you. So right now, there is no way GG not qualify, not be top one of NA. There is no way. I think Black Hand and maybe Nine Gaming can still do something, but there is too big. The gap is too good. Right? It's too big right now. They're too good. They're too good. Like ND, because everyone is shouting like Lutano and stuff, but right now I think the best player on this team is probably ND. This super player is just too good. It's too good. It's too good. Like, I swear, it's making me so trouble in my jungle. Stop coming to my jungle. Leave me alone.
Such a fun play. I love it.
Yeah, jungle invade strats with the hyperspace hole. Very balanced ability. The get a kill free card. Absolutely. Doopsnacks, any last thoughts on Gaming Gladiators and their form going into regionals?
They're in good shape. And this boot camp is only going to help. I mean, if they're scrimming against PogChamps too and reaching around the world to get different looks, different opponents to keep themselves malleable and able to adjust. I mean, it's really hard to bet against GG, just like Spraggle said.
Definitely. All right, well then I want to kick off the next question with you, Doopsnacks. This is a question I added to our storyline primer because honestly, I feel like I've asked it every single regional championship. Can Blackhand win a tournament?
Listen,
they have prom. Is it prom season?
Whatever's happening with Overlord, right? But in all honesty, if I'm, every single team wants to win every tournament. I'm certainly not saying don't shoot for the top. But Blackhand has also, they've been in top four every single month. They've also not gotten top two every single month.
I do have a stat for that. So Blackhand has lost to the second and first place team every single time. So they are sent to losers and eliminated by the first or second place team in NA every single Worlds tournament. So it is up to them to decide if they are the third place team or the first or second for this tournament. But they have a couple of new players who they have not gotten to run with because of prom and because I think Kyrios went on vacation for A Drive's tournament. So we'll see if they pull it out.
Yep. That's my bigger point is they need to transcend to the top two. That's what's important for this specific event, right? Mm-hmm. To keep your dream alive, you need to finish in the top two. They've been incredibly consistent hitting top four. They just haven't delivered in getting into those finals, those grand finals. So let's see that, and then we'll talk about winning an event.
Okay, absolutely. So you can see also that copy pasta is easily my favorite. I was losing it laughing in the May finals when that was going around in the tournament chat. Overlord entering the gym 2 hours late to his prom and meeting the date, the time of his life with Kyrios. So incredible copy pasta. This way you got to watch the show live, folks. Yoshi, your thoughts on Blackhand? Could they potentially win this tournament? What are your thoughts on the form of this team going in?
It's still Jungle Book is jungler, or they still swap?
Now yes. It's Jungle Book is jungler.
But okay,
yes.
It's coming back. Okay, mm-hmm. Right now everyone knows Blackhand because Overlord is really cracked. Everyone know is one of the best Lucario in the world for sure, and he's talking a lot with Sariyu. You know, my top laner who is kind of cracked at the game, and they talk a lot and.
A little bit.
That's what I want from Worlds. That's like on the top of my wish list is Sariyu Overlord 1v1 in top. Like I would be a kid on Christmas watching that matchup happen. So yeah, sorry, continue.
These two guys are on Lucario pretty I think they're on other planet probably. And we played them before when they was excellent, still playing the game, because I know right now he's coaching for them. Yeah. It's really good team, but I feel like every time, every tournament, I don't know if it's stress or something, but they're still missing something. Like there is like one, they're still missing one thing. Like you say, they're losing to the first and to the second, and lucky for the World Cup, you have to be top one or top two. If you get top three, this is like the worst place you can have. I'd rather not even go to top four, to be honest, because I would cry so bad if I ain't third. Like really.
So you don't want three or four. You just want to be eliminated earlier. You don't want to lose. I get that.
Bro, even if it's money on the line, it's qualification for World. I don't even care about the 2,000. I mean, it's still money for right. But
yeah, you'll cry until the paycheck rolls in. But yeah,
I just want to go to the World. And I think it's the same for every Pokemon Unites player right now. All the people on the EU, NA, Asia, India, everyone want to go to the London and compete against everyone. Yeah. So yeah, not getting one or two this week. I think Blackhand have a shot, but I have another team in my head right now.
Okay. Got it. All right. Well, interesting. We'll get to your sleeper picks, maybe more in the powering section. Spraggles, any last words on Blackhand and their unfortunate lack of ability to clutch up in these Unite Championship series? They have tournament wins, by the way, just unfortunately not in the officials.
Yeah, you have to show up on the day. You have to win on the day, and they haven't been able to do that yet, but it doesn't mean they can't. I mean, we've highlighted some great players, Overlord being maybe one of the best players in the game. I would love to see their team gel. They're one of the teams. There's a handful of teams in NA that any one of them could be in the top two, and this is definitely one of them for sure.
Okay, awesome. Well, I am very excited to watch these two teams specifically. I think we need a lot of questions answered about these two teams. We're heading into tournament. Can anyone beat Gaming Gladiators? Can Black Hand find their first official win? Finally, of course, we have other teams contending all the time for that top spot. So why don't we switch on over to that segment now? We'll talk about meta and stuff maybe a little bit later, but let's jump into our power rankings segment. So if you have never watched power rankings before or anything like that on any other esports, this is not exactly a list of five teams that we think I have historically. I mean, what we're doing is we're saying the best five teams in North America right now in our consideration. We're going to do this in a democratic fashion. We're not all going to reveal our picks and things like that. We'll bring up teams, we'll debate, and we'll slot them in. We're going to go through the top five teams. So I think the number one spot is not up for too much contention, but if anyone doesn't want Gaming Gladiators in this spot right now, say your piece.
I think they make it there.
All right. Okay, yeah. So Gaming Gladiators. All right, so we have the Gaming Gladiators in our first seed, in our first seed for power rankings. Now, this is where I think things get a little interesting when we head into number two in the entire region. So there's some new upstarts like IX. There's old favorites like Aphelion and Fullsend. Definitely a lot of contention for this spot. Yoshi, I'm curious, where do you think the number two spot is most deserving?
Right now, seeing all these teams playing, I will go with Nine Gaming.
Okay.
I think the new team of Retsu, Ryan, OG, because when we talk about Lucario players, we still have OG in mind, for sure. And I think Ryan is cracked at the game. He can play mostly everything and really strong. He's playing Retsu, who's now is the Upa player for them. They have a really, really good team, and they show already what they can do. And they can win against Black Hand pretty convincingly, for sure. But it will be, I think, will be top two and three or top two for both of them for me. That's for me.
Interesting. Okay, so your pick is going to be IX Dupes next. Who do you have in the number two spot?
So I'm actually with Yoshi here. My two kind of tied at two was IX and Black Hand. And I think IX is kind of fun because they're an unknown quantity. So how do you bring them in? I mean, obviously we know who IX Gaming is, but I mean, this composition of this squad is brand new. And I mean, OG, Rin, and Retsu, that's tough sled. That's a good trio right there. That's good enough to anchor. I'll give my vote of confidence to Yoshi. I'm with them. I would say IX.
Okay. Interesting. Spraggles, where are you lining up here?
This is so hard because I have three, I think, that can go in this spot.
I was going to say, this is probably the hardest spot in the rankings for me to pick.
I feel like Fullsend, IX, and Aphelion are all in this spot for
You don't have Blackhand also in contention for this spot?
No. I mean, they haven't got there, have they? I mean,
not
Fullsend,
in the official tournaments, yeah.
Yeah, Fullsend has done it. Aphelion, it was up there at two. Blossom obviously did it with Rin, so there's a conversation there, and he's unbelievable at this game. I understand why people wouldn't want to put IX there. I feel like Aphelion's been more consistent, though. And then I don't know what the strategy is going to be that wins this, but if it happens to be random gaming strategy, couldn't Fullsend win? I mean,
please, no.
I think they could do it. I don't know. I don't. This is so hard. I think the team is leaning towards IX, but I think there's a real conversation around Aphelion, Fullsend.
Okay.
You're also talking about Black Hand, that I think is a legit contender, but for me, it's those three.
Interesting. I mean, and we're talking about consistency. You got to remember, Fullsend currently has a first and a second place.
Exactly.
Overall, throughout like the year, which is insanely high placing. I believe they're the second seed in terms of championship points. So they are doing really well. Sneaky Seal, who do you think deserves the second spot?
Yeah, so any of these five teams are going to be able to take their spots at Worlds, it's super tough. I'm between Black Hand and IX for a second, and
really?
a couple of you said IX. I'm now Jungle Book, Elo with the rest of the squad have a 100% win rate at tournaments. Now it's one tournament, but they did get prom diff and they did get Curios vacation diff.
That's true, and they were in winners finals in that time.
Yes,
when
they were
got
in winners
prom
finals.
Diff, so like,
yes. Winners finals and how they looked. I'm going to give them second, but I can totally understand if I get democratically voted for IX being second. It is up to you guys and the rest of you guys to, you know, put me in my place.
Okay. But your hard choice, if you had it, would be to Black Hand?
I'll lean towards that, yes, but I understand.
Because my option, by a seal, putting Black Hand second, we knew it. My option for a second would be Full Send, actually. I think that this
genius team.
I think this team is absolutely cracked. I honestly think, I know the biggest criticism on them is lack of practice, but I think they have some of the best mechanical skill in the entire game, and Otter has been playing absolutely out of their mind. I don't know if you watched, like, Otter's been on a new level recently. Been very impressed with that player. I would have put Full Send here, but I think we have roughly, like, two votes for IX, and everybody else is a bit muddled, so I think we can say, okay, Celestial also saying they're playing daily. Now, I don't know if that is a good thing or a bad thing, because I know they won Aos on what seemed like 24 hours of practice, so it's going to be a tough one for me. But
they look good. Otter did do 119k when he lost to Overlord backcapping him a bunch, so, you know, you can give him second place.
All right, IX Gaming gets it. Fine. Okay, so IX Gaming gets our second place.
Has IX Gaming won anything?
So technically,
it's a new brand.
It's a different team where Rin is objectively top. I would say like maybe like three player in the game. I mean, we're talking about junglers. He's definitely top three.
He's one of the best players in the game.
Objectively,
I totally
is a fun word to use there, but
it's not. It's really the guy is one of the scariest players I've ever played against in the entire. Like if he whatever champion is meta, he's running you down on your second pad and killing you. Mm-hmm. And his team looks really good. I wouldn't say upgraded, but he kind of like side graded. And the rest of IX, Pikadiff and OG were definitely the best players on that team. And they got a huge upgrade in Rin, and he's shining there. So,
are you afraid that Nudo's Absol is going to be not as much of a surprise factor in regionals?
Is that to me or to everyone else?
To you first, and then to everybody else.
Absol players are going to... It is in their hands to go to Worlds or not, in my opinion. It is up to Nudo.
Okay.
It is not for... It is up to the other teams to maybe try to counter Nudo, but if Nudo plays this Absol correctly for the rest of the tournament, he should be first or second seed, and I think it comes down to maybe EatFan pulled it out during A-Drive's tournament. It's one of those two teams to...
Okay.
Play Absol correctly.
Interesting. And Spragos, to answer your question, has IX won anything? They have gotten second to Game and Gladiators like a couple of times. So I think that's why we're slotting them in here in this position. But I cut someone off. Who was jumping in there for a second? Yeah.
Go. Yoshi's not a believer to the Absol, I can tell you that.
Yeah.
Body language is an indicator.
I mean, this is the only thing who I can think 9 Gaming can maybe not make top 2 is the Absol.
That's what I was going to say too.
Because Absol is strong. Everyone knows Absol in this game. He can legit crit you two times and you're just dead. Even if you tank, you're just dead. But it's Absol. And late game, if you don't play like perfectly, you just run down your old team and you play 4v5. So
sure. Yoshi, I just need to ask though. We're talking about compositions. You are a Razor Leaf Decidueye Copium player.
And I need to know.
Where is this coming from?
Why did he do this?
He just showed up and got destroyed.
No, it's not just you, though. It's EU. And I need you to tell me, why is Razor Leaf Decidueye being played?
Because I just destroyed everyone with Razor Leaf Decidueye. That's all. Nah. To be honest, Decidueye was my favorite Pokemon for a long, long time. When he came out on the game, I was like, whoa, that's pretty cool. And you mentioned League of Legends. I was playing League of Legends for a long time. Mm-hmm. And he sent me like an item when you can eat most of the people. And yeah, when you crit everyone and you just shred everyone in 1 second, it feels really, really good, you know? But everyone
are you aware of Spirit Shackle? Have you tried it? Because it's pretty good.
I'm even playing with Attack Weight, you know? But I still think the Resolive is really strong.
Attack
but
Weight? Razor Leaf?
No, Resolive. No, Spirit Shackle with Attack Weight.
But still.
But still, I don't know where this comes from. Everyone in the world thinking Yoshi is a one trick Destiny Resolute. I don't know why people thinking that. Because if you see my most Pokemon play, it's not Destiny at all. It's even Lucario. I don't even know what season one. I just played a bunch of Lucario.
I know you, Solari, because I know that you would always type looking for game like 2.5k Solar Beam only. That's how I know you. I don't even know if you played Solar Beam, but you would type that a lot. Like for the last 6 months, you've been LFG.
I was just grinding the game. That's all.
That's I don't know if you played Solar Beam. I don't think you did.
Okay,
I did.
Well, either way, we have to keep moving in terms of time. I'm sorry I took us on that tangent, but for some reason, the two people that voted IX Gaming to be the ones to go in were also the ones that were like, "Well, but Absol maybe." So I guess we'll move along. That's...
Okay,
we will have to move past. Yeah, Dupesnax, talk to me about number three then.
Black Hand for me. Yep.
Okay. Black Hand. I'm not gonna spell it with the V's. Maybe I will. Anybody else have counter argument to Black Hand number three? I would like to put Full Send over them. But Sneaky Seal, speak your piece. Do you think Black Hand's a clear number three instead of them?
I quite literally am struggling to rank 2 through 5, so I don't know. I will give you Full Send. But I'm personally leaning towards Black Hand,
okay,
but off
no,
of
that's
objective
fine.
Results,
I need your vote. That's all I need.
Off
so,
of, yeah, yeah.
Two
off
Black
of
Hands,
results,
one
Full
Send, Full Send
is doing really good across every turn.
Yeah, that's true. And they've been grinding. So, Spraggles, do you have a vote here? You can say Aphelion if you want.
I'm already shocked and dismayed with how this power ranking is going.
Okay, yeah, fair enough. I don't want IX here either. I'm just saying, but whatever.
I'm going to say Full Send. Yes, I think Aphelion is also in this conversation. I think this list could be 100% right, and we could look at it later and go, yeah, it didn't make a lot of sense.
Uh-huh.
But
I think you could have put 2 through 5 in any random order, and it would have been correct.
Sure,
like, it would have been a defensible list, without a doubt.
That is a really good point, Dupesnax, and I'm glad you're saying that. And last thing I will add, these are Overdunk's power rankings. These are not Spraggle's power rankings, right? Please no one flame Spraggle's for these ones. These are completely up and open
I'll release a statement after this podcast that this power ranking was created under duress.
Sure. Wow, all right, well.
Spraggle's caught in the fire spin.
Spraggles, do you have a vote for number three though?
Yeah, I'll say Full Send because I thought they probably could be number two.
All right, so 2 votes for Full Send, 2 votes for Black Hand, Solary, Yoshi. Where are we going here?
To be honest, I don't know because it will be. I'm not against Full Send, but I still don't know what is the gameplay of Full Send. Celestial is telling like they are playing all day, but they made the random gaming strat and they won AOS Cup, right?
Mm-hmm.
But now I
also second
know...
in February. Let's all remember our history.
They've got a track record of winning. Track record. I mean, you gotta think about that.
And IX Gaming's at second. Yeah, good point.
Yeah, but February it's still the same. For going to the world, you have to be good. Like after tomorrow, we don't care about February because we all know championship points are kind of useless, if I can say that.
On my show? Ridiculous.
So, yeah, you have to be good, like, in 2 days. So I have no clue what they're playing, to be honest. Maybe hiding some really good
stuff. So your vote's
stuff.
Black Hand, then?
So I will be Black Hand, yeah.
That means Black Hand.
Over Aphelion? Why? Yeah. What a world.
This is how tough it is.
I'm not going to lie, Spraggles, I'm worried. I'm worried about Aphelion going into this tournament.
Black Hand got number three? I'm freaking out here. All right. I don't know what's going on with this list. Spraggles, someone needs to look at how these tournaments have played out.
We're looking at the other tournaments. We're looking at G4s and things like that. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe I'm copium a little bit here. Also, thank you so much for all the members of TOS on this raid. I guess we got to put TOS at 4? Is that how this works?
No.
Okay.
We're already struggling enough, okay?
Spraggles, you are the one a little bit hurt by this power ranking so far. Who's number 4 for you?
It's Either full send or it's Aphelion. I think both of them, in my mind, they're a little higher on this list probably. But I just want to say I have been joking around a lot. These are all incredible teams. I just think full send and Aphelion feel like they have a better track record.
Cool. Okay.
So I'm going to say full send. I mean, why not? If they can win a tournament with a strategy on an hour, what if they had a week? Sure. What if they had two? What if they had 2 weeks and 1 day? I mean, come on.
That's good math. I love that math. I also am putting full send here, so that's two votes for full send. Dupesnacks, who do you have for number four in your NA power rankings?
I'll help Spraggles out here, and I'll bring this Democratic vote up, and I'll say full send.
Let's go.
That is three votes here. Everything's writing itself. Number five, is anyone against Aphelion for number five as this pick?
Well, I'm not. I think they're great.
Still. Yeah, everybody. Okay, sounds good. So we will leave Aphelion, aka Nemesis, in this spot. I think Heat fans, Absol was looking pretty good. Not quite as good as Nudos, but they've had more time to grind out that Pokemon a little bit. So I'm excited to see what Aphelion can bring for sure. So gonna be an interesting tournament, obviously. These are our power rankings, folks. Very official. These are obviously the best power rankings in the entire scene.
You know what?
No need to look anywhere else.
You know how you fix this list? Change 2, 3, 4, 5 to 2, 2, 2, 2. Because I actually think that's a
good idea. That's actually
I think that's just more accurate.
Interesting.
What we ended up with is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 from the May Finals, and that is not a bad thing to guess going in.
A little bit of recency bias, though. Potentially, you're sure. You are correct. Yeah.
The patch is very similar. And so it was less than a month ago.
Absolutely. So yes, it's definitely a very similar patch. However, I think an interesting talking point, if we want to hit it just really quick, we have seen a pretty surprising lack of Blastoise in the North America region. I know, Yoshi, you still have to deal with the plague that is Blastoise in that region. I'm so sorry for you. But luckily, NA has gone and done without it. Sneaky Seal, what do you think about this lack of Blastoise and what it means for this meta?
Gotlu is the best player in EU, and he's playing Blastoise. That means you should probably be playing Blastoise, too. I think it's a good Absol counter. Oh, sorry, Solar Yoshi. My bad. Sorry. Okay, he's in the call of me, but I do think...
Savage.
If Gotlu's still playing it, and I'm still playing it on ladder because I'm crying on stream because Absol, I want to just spin and kill Absol. And two of your competitors are playing Absol, you should probably pick up something Blastoise that is tanky enough to defeat. Okay.
Fair enough. Okay, any other thoughts on the lack of Blastoise? Spraggles, any profit into this meta? Why do you think Blastoise has gone away here in North America?
Well, I mean, you see a nerf and then you're like, forget it. It's terrible now. There's no way this Pokemon's any good. Mm-hmm. I think Blastoise still has a lot of utility, but I feel like that Unite move really feels like the wind kind of got knocked out of its sails a little bit. I wouldn't be surprised if some teams maybe try it, but yeah, it feels like we kind of moved on. I mean, we have some sword going on, you know, we're getting rid of the turtle. It just feels like we don't want to play with it right now. So we'll see.
Sword does kill turtle. That is a good point. Okay, interesting. Well, let's jump into our next segment of the show. We're actually going to start making some concrete predictions instead of the whatever power rankings are and what they mean for the region.
Okay, good.
Let's jump into the group predictions. So I have them right here. Let's take a look at Group A. So if you're listening in podcast land, Group A is Gaming Gladiators, Rat City, Syndicates, Arceus Empire, Spinal, and Reclassified. Definitely some good squads across the board. I think it's a pretty consistent group in Group A. I guess obviously a clear favorite. I wish they earned with first place seed with amazing championship points. Interesting how they actually mattered. Anyway, I will get off my high horse about those. Everybody, I want to go through our picks for Group A, who's making it out. Spraggles, why don't you kick us off? Who do you think are the two teams making it out of Group A?
My guess would be Gaming Gladiators and Spinal.
Okay.
That would be my guess. Spinal, I think so. They're such a solid team. They're new, I mean, but I think they have just so many great players. Mm. And I would also just kind of love to see it. So that's going to be my vote right there.
Okay. Awesome.
Wait,
awesome.
Not Game and Gladiators. They can't win.
Yeah, out of group that, those guys are awful.
Forget it.
I would never play with them.
Never. Yeah. Yeah. Never happening. Okay. Awesome. Sneaky Seal, why don't you go next?
This is the quite literally easiest possible group for them. They were complaining about seeding not mattering, and then they got a group where they, if they lose a single game, I will wrap all of Cardi B's WAP on stream.
You just want to do that so bad. Every goal
They should 10-0. If they lose a single game, it's on them. By the way, this all right. A group of like mishmash teams. Mm-hmm. Rat City replaced two members. Syndicates has a top laner who I don't know where he is. No one does. He's not playing the game. I don't know anyone on Arceus Empire. Spinal is a mishmash of people who just got together, and I think I saw Red Love just go jungle Duraludon whenever he wanted and flipped objectives. It looks like a free 10-0 for them, and they reserve it for going first in the entire tournament.
That's yeah, they're gonna crush this. I agree.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, there's a clear first seed. We can all agree on that. I do think Arceus Empire some good players. I see them out in chat. Definitely support to your squad. I also want to mention Reclassified.
You can't imagine what Zoinks would have said if you weren't in chat.
guys, I do want to mention Reclassified had a absolutely sick run in the A-Drive tournament last weekend. So
that's true.
That is another team to shout out as a little bit of a sleeper going on in Group A. I'm not saying they're gonna make a ton of waves, and I also think Rat City is a pretty good shout. If you were unfamiliar with the players on Rat City, by the way, I do want to shout them out. So that's Sandra Cheeks, so no more Cheeky Children, that team kind of split up. Aimbot Mitzeline, who's a really fantastic central area player, huge fan of that player. Rhino and Owo are also on that squad. So I think Rat City has like, yes, they are a newer conglomeration, but I think they have some pretty solid players overall. But Dupes next, how about you? Two picks coming out of Group A.
Yeah, first I'd like to say Sneaky Seal for this wrapping the WAP thing really sounds like the type of person that's going to tweet that out like, hey, one like and I'm doing it, and then like his own tweet. Okay. And like,
I'll see you all later. It's nice to have you. Thank you so much.
I can't bend to anything else besides Gaming Gladiators and Spinal. Those are kind of my quick and easy picks, okay. I would say, out of Group A.
Yeah, not a bad selection. If I was to throw in my two picks, I think it would be Gaming Gladiators, and I think I'm gonna give it to. Ooh, I might. Oh, Syndicates has MopWap now, right? That's another.
He's on Blissey. He did not play. He actively would not play Blissey for his team for 9 months. So. Or six yeah, months.
Oh, Spinal's in the chat, Zoinks, so think about it.
Oh, good point. No. I love Spinal. I think they have pop-up potential, but I would classify them as the dark horse of Group A because I think Gaming Gladiators and Rat City are the two votes I have going out of this group. Yoshi, any thoughts? Do you know any of the teams other than the first seed here? Totally fine with that.
Just for the first seed, for GG, something you guys have to talk about is for the bracket. It will be for the winner rate. So going 10-0 is really important, actually, because if you just made one lose on the bracket, you can probably play against someone you don't want to play, because there are other group people will go 10-8. So just don't lose game, but I think GG will just crush everyone anyway. So it will be easy. And I mean,
that talking point, I think, matters a lot more for these other first seeds, right? Like, I think that talking point is a little bigger deal for Group B, C, and D. But yes. Okay, so Gaming Gladiator. And then any thoughts towards the rest of the group?
I will go like you. I will go with Red City. I think they would.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't really know the other teams, to be honest. So.
Sometimes Greedent just wins games. Like, I think we need to definitely define that. Sometimes Greedent just wins you games, and I think Rat City has that potential. Okay, who has not given their thoughts on Group A yet?
I think Syndicates could go through if they play. They did sweep their qualifier run and not like lose. Like a brand new top laner, but they're not practicing too much, but we'll see what they pull out. I'm excited for them. Shout out MopWap.
Shout out MopWap. Shout out one of the best screen names of all time in Aloha Snack Bar. Definitely up there for sure. Does anybody else have... Spragles, did you give your thoughts on Group A already?
Yeah, Game of Gladiators in the final, yep.
Awesome. Okay, sounds good. Well, let's keep cruising then, everybody, to Group B. So, a bit more of a toss-up. I do think we have a clear favorite in IX Gaming, but we also are filling out this group with Millennium, who did make a recent roster swap in their top lane. Foreign Famous, who almost broke up, but I think are back together. They really are the Kardashians of NA. Tacenda, Will-O-Wisp, and Loners. So, Will-O-Wisp also, notingly, have that top laner from Millennium, so gonna be kind of a fun beefy matchup, so gonna be interesting. New Tacenda, and then Loners I believe is Slothgoss's new squad, so gonna be an interesting group for sure. My picks that I'm picking out of this two, I think it's gonna be IX Gaming, of course, and then the other one is interesting. Millennium has been so consistent, but I don't know if they're better than Foreign Famous. But I have a hard time predicting Foreign Famous, and so I am going to choose Millennium to beat them this time. That's going to be my bold prediction of this group stage, but that's where we'll end it there. Yoshi, any thoughts on Group B?
I would go with Nine Gaming for sure, and I would think they crush the whole stuff again. And for the second place, I will be honest, I have no clue. Like, legit, I don't even know the rest of the players of this other squad, so... As an EU player, I just say Nine Gaming. The rest, I don't know.
Okay,
really
fair enough. So. Fair enough. Yeah, you know.
I prefer Breeze. Yeah, I prefer to say that instead of.
I got you. No problem. Dupesnex, any thoughts on Group B?
Yeah, I'm with you. IX and Millennium.
Okay.
Foreign Famous is such a. It's like a magic eight ball, right? You shake it, and it's a, you know, ask again later, and you're like, "But we're playing now." And, you know, it's like... I'm gonna go with IX and Millennium.
Very good. I love that. Okay, awesome. So let's keep it cruising. Spraggles, any thoughts on Group B?
IX Gaming for sure. They're amazing. Yeah. Foreign Famous, one of the best teams, better reality show. I think if Foreign Famous can get it together, they will absolutely cruise out of Group B. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they can. But I'm rooting for Foreign Famous to come out of Group B for sure. A lot of great teams in there, but I think IX and Foreign Famous are my picks.
Yeah. I think Tacenda is an interesting team for sure. They have some sick players on there. I think Kiro is really, really good. I'm sad they don't have Lakoding anymore. I think Lakoding was sick. But yeah, definitely an interesting team to watch. Maybe not my vote. Sneaky Seal, I believe you're the last to talk on Group B, though. Who are you selecting out of here?
Yeah, so... I can't give it to Millennium. They consistently get 9 through 12th in every single tournament. They're consistent at being not good enough. I'm going to give it to... I mean, well, it's literally
you're
every
like the
single
Simon
world
Cowell of this group. Like,
it's a no for me. They lost...
Who else are you giving the vote to?
It's going to be Foreign Famous. I would say they can clean it up.
Sneaky.
Assassin Dave will full clear his jungle and not gank his top laner at level 4. But still just win, and we'll see, hopefully. And then maybe like Dark Horse, Tacenda, they figure something out. Freak, cool guy, and I hope they do it.
I love Freak. I think if Millennium can play metas that their jungler Uno is sick in, then they will be fine. And I think you can actually play Cinder in this meta. So I think Millennium might have a solid chance at making it out of this group. But it's going to be interesting. Also, the breakpoint for these groups, I think you have to go... I don't think you make it out in 3-2, right? Like, most likely, if a team doesn't 5-0, you would have to go... If a team 5-0s, you'd have to go 4-1. Yeah, whatever. Well, that'll be a different talking point for a different day. Group C. Okay, I think this is one of the most top-heavy, potentially. I think there's teams that could steal any kind of game, but there are two clear favorites, Black Hand and IXGT. Obviously the two favorites for this group. However, they are rounded out in a group with Girl Bosses. This is Nine and Junkie's new squad, Brave Birders, the legendary Colin Tang on the bird. They got D's and Apple God Squad. So I don't know what the APLE is. I think it's sponsored. I have no idea. That's God Squad. I know some of the crew. So where are people's votes going in here? Sneaky, I ended with you last time. Let's start it off here. Is it just as simple as Black Hand and IXGT for you?
Probably Black Hand, IXGT, Black Hand first. IXGT could drop a couple games to some of these people in the group. Black Hand is notorious for beating teams that are worse than them.
Yes.
And only dropping games to, other top 5 teams. So I expect them to... I could also predict a 10-0 for them, but maybe like a, you know, they could lose a couple games from any of these guys from a flip or something they're not ready for.
Mm-hmm.
The other best team, Brave Birders, look on fire. They made a pretty good run in A-Drive's tournament. They made Game & Gladiators at least try.
Yeah.
In A-Drive's tournament. It looked pretty good. And
are they still playing Talon?
They're still playing Talonflame. They're still playing Machamp, and they
still
were playing
Fly Talon. Spraggles, they've been doing it since the start of the game.
I think if they drop the Eldegoss attacker, they might have a chance. I don't know if they're playing Eldegoss attacker. I don't know. But everyone else, you know, shout out to D's. It's got Rima. And God's Mod has some of the Overlord mod. Actually, he's not playing because he's 15. Just kidding. But, you know, they can all take some games. That'll be interesting. GT should make it out.
I think there's two clear favorites, but I do think that these games won't be absolute sweeps either direction in this group. Like, I think every game will be, you know, interesting enough. Definitely not the group of death, though. We're about to hit that next one. I think that is easily the group of death in my mind. But Group C, an interesting one nonetheless. Sneaky, thank you for your input. Spraggles, how about you?
I think Black Hand is going to do very well in this group, obviously. Mm. I have to be honest. I don't know much about girl bosses. You said a little bit about that. I don't think I've seen girl bosses, honestly. I'm a big fan of Brave Birders. I really am. I think Talon is in a really rough spot in the game right now, but I'm a big Brave Birders fan. IXGT, I think, is a very solid team, too. So.
Mm-hmm.
My heart would be loving to see a Talonflame get out of this group, but I feel like the top two could probably take it.
Yes. Yeah, I think there's two clear favorites. I have some little bit of hope in the Brave Birders. I think they're a sick squad. I like them a lot. They've been on Overdunk before. I got to give them a bit of a shout. But, okay, interesting. So, Blackhand, IXGT, Dupes next. Do you think it's that straightforward as well in Group C?
Do Blackhand, IXGT, massive. Too easy.
Massive too easy. Shout out to Egg Noob. Shout out to the crew. Okay, awesome. Yoshi, how about you?
There is no match Blackhand and IXGT. Nah, sure.
Right. Fair enough.
I have just a question, because you guys are all saying like any most of the team are not even practicing. Is this true?
No,
I don't know. There was
a moment where a lot of teams were not focusing on Worlds. I think the last month or so has really kicked everybody into gear. I know, like we said something about Fulsen not practicing earlier. A lot of them dropped. They went either part time for their jobs or just started playing the game more instead of Teamfight Tactics. So or League of Legends. So hopefully, you know, they put the time in and they're rewarded for doing so. But Celestial, shout out, you know, favorite Platinum League of Legends player.
number one in my heart, baby. Okay. That's good. All right, let's get down to Group D. Now, I think, personally, this is absolutely the group of death. Celestial, of course, protesting in chat again, saying they quit League. Okay, Group D for podcast listeners is full of Full Send, Aphelion Esports, Team, TOS, Reunited, Only Phantom, and Water Spout Gaming. Now, all of these squads, I don't know too much about Only Phantom, but other than that, are full of teams that I think have actual potential, like spoiler potential, to take down either one of these top two teams. Now, the clear favorites, Full Send and Aphelion, very, very strong. However, Team TOS, they have added Faz. They've got Laz as a coach. Other big upgrades. Reunited is looking sick. They got Lacoding and a few other members on that squad. I could have a look at them. And then Waterspout Gaming is a name that has been around for a long, long time. Xavier and First, both fantastic players in their own right. I think Group D is absolutely a group of death. But I want to start with you, Dupesnax. Where do you think, who do you think the two teams coming out of this group are going to be?
You know, based on our own power rankings, I can't not say Full Send and Aphelion, right? I think that's where my heart lies. But yes, this is a fire up the table saw, because any one of these teams can be split. So, you know, TOS and Reunited both have, like you said, huge spoiled potential in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
And it wouldn't be the farthest reach if we saw Group D not shake out to be Full Send and Aphelion. That being said, I do think Full Send and Aphelion will go to work. They'll get the job done, and they'll set themselves up for success on Sunday.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah. All right. You have full faith in these two top two seeds. How about you, Yoshi? Where do you feel it about Group D?
I will go the same. Full Send and Aphelion for sure.
Okay.
About TOS, I just saw them screaming like 1 hour ago, and they was just yelling at each other in the game, so I don't know how the stream went. But It wasn't really looking good, I guess.
I'm pretty sure that's how they communicate.
I just saw Senji full mute and just yelling at the gym, so yeah, I don't know. And
we're gonna mic up PogChamp next scrim, all right? We're gonna mic up PogChamp next scrim. See how that goes.
And then you talk about First and Xavier. That's two players actually I know because I played with them before even they announced the World Cup and stuff. I was on NA team and I played with them.
Oh really?
It's actually pretty nice. But they benched me because I was
That sounds about right.
Oh man,
I was EU and someone left the team for a new team, so the team went rip. So
gotcha.
But there's no way Full Send and Evelion don't go out of this group.
Interesting. Okay, full faith. Interesting. All right. Sneaky Seal, why don't you go next?
My good friends Full Send and Evelion should make it out. TOS has. Faz almost solo coached a bunch of people who probably shouldn't have. They went 2-1 versus IX, and they were about one or two jump pads away from defeating IX in the last tournament.
That was brutal.
You'd simply have to take the jump pad or auto attack. And you
there's a story
and you
send, there, but for another
and
day,
you
maybe.
And you send Ren to losers, and a lot of that is on Faz's shot calling.
Yeah,
he's got a new squad, but he jumped into a fun group, so hopefully. I think it's possible that TOS makes it out over somebody. We have Full Send and Felion are not tilt-proof teams. Hopefully they are ready for this tournament and can be tilt-proof. But we will see.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough. Definitely a lot of faith in Faz, but you are still giving your vouch to Full Send and Felion, right?
For sure.
Okay. Spraggles, anything off the beaten path? Or are you going to stick with your first and second predictions for Group D?
Yeah, I think Group D is definitely the group of death for sure. That D stands for dude. This is the group of death. I think Full Send and Aphelion are the favorites. I also think they're both great teams. But this is the scariest group. This is where something kind of crazy can happen where, you know, we'll have that moment where we're on broadcast and you could see a message where they go, so-and-so didn't make it through. And you think, oh. What? Are you kidding me? You know, so this is that group. I have the most faith in Full Send and Aphelion, but I saw Reunited over the weekend and they were looking hot. I think Team TOS is always a great team. This is the scary group for sure.
Definitely. Okay. Yeah. Interesting. I am tempted to just go with you guys in these first and second seeds. I know I had a little bit more bold predict back at Group B or something like that, but when I'm looking at them, there's a few concerns I have with our two spoiler teams. And to me, that's Team TOS and Reunited. Reunited, they have a really, really good squad, but those players are known for being individually skilled, but not finding as much success as units. I mean, you have the old IX Gaming's core of LKJ and Tybosol. You got JL from SKT, who I think is a sick Hoopa, by the way. I really do think they have a good roster just outside of Lakoding, who I mentioned. And then on the other side, TOS, they are a good, good team. Faz calling. I do believe Sanji gets memed on too much in this community. I think he's a really, really sick player. They definitely are a sick squad. I just don't know if they're going to be consistent enough in a six-team group to actually beat out Aphelion and Full Send, who I think are going to be pillars of consistency. Gosh, I don't know if I'm ready to put my gamer stocks into TOS. That is a tough ask. But I think I am going to go with Full Send and... I'm going to go Full Send to TOS. I think TOS is going to do it. This is the tournament. They do it. They beat Aphelion. Aphelion doesn't make it.
I'm going to throw something at your head if I ever see you.
You're out of mind. Oh, sorry, Max Sauce, if you're hanging out. I don't think they're making it. Not gonna happen. But all right,
copium being sniffed right now.
Yeah, it's a little bit of TOS copium, I will say. But I believe in a lot of their players for sure. I think that's a really, really great group. But I'm gonna give some vouch towards TOS. But guys, we are coming up on the end of the show already. I've taken up so much of your time. So Yosha, you have to sleep, man. At some point, you gotta go to bed. It is too late. You need to get some rest. So
yeah, it's 4 a.m. for me.
Mm-hmm, exactly. So I want to just go through with a bit of a rapid fire section, and we'll just do this really quick. Just give me some snappy answers here. Sneaky Seal, who's your personal pick to win the tournament?
I would like Gaming to win. In a world where I go and meet my friends and go to London, and I would like Blackhand, Full Send, or of those three, Blackhand, Full Send, or Nemesis, and I would love to go meet my friends in London. ideally it's one of those teams. But I think Gaiman should win it all.
Sounds good. And then who is the MVP on that roster if they do win it all?
Toon Slim is the best player in the world.
All right, there we go. Doofsnacks, how about you? Who is your personal vote to win the whole tournament?
Yeah, hard to bet against Gaiman Gladiators if you're going to ask me the MVP question. I know Yoshi likes to tip the cap to players like Zug and Indy saying the best in the world, but I'll tell you what, if Lutano straps up into the creepy tree R.L. Stein style, you know I'm going Lutano on the tree.
Lutano MVP, interesting. Okay, Yoshi, your pick to win NA and their MVP on the team.
GG for sure, and as I say, it will be Andy because support don't have enough.
If you guys break this and don't each choose Goof and Zug to finish this thing out, that is a crime.
I have a lot to ask.
Okay, next up is Fraggles. Who's your pick to win the tournament, and who is your MVP on that roster?
Aphelion and Goof.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's going to be Gaiman Gladiators. And I actually was already probably going to say Goof, to be honest. Okay. I think he gets a little slept on sometimes just because it's such a star-studded team. And I've seen him light it up with Venusaur over the weekend. Like I said, I just think their arsenal is so varied right now, and they could throw him on so many different Pokemon. So I was even gonna say him.
All right, sounds good. My pick, Black Hand, finally wins a tournament, baby, on the back of Overlord's gigantic shoulders. That is gonna be my vote and my MVP. But I think before we hit any more questions, we really do gotta wrap up this show. So I want to give everybody a quick chance to plug all your stuff. Where can people find you online and all things like that? Sneaky Seal, take us away.
Twitch.tv/TheSneakySeal, Twitter.com/TheSneakySeal, and that should be it. We're jumping over to my channel after this for power rankings of top five players per role, and maybe a bit more discussion about NA just for fun, but you can take it away.
Yeah, that's true. Doopsnacks, go ahead.
Yeah, at Doopsnacks, DOOBSNAX on Twitter. And one quick plug for Unite Mics, please, if you have a sub or a prime sub, throw into our channel. We donate any money that comes into the channel to a charity every month. And for Zoinks and myself, just on a personal level, we will be casting regional, so it'll be kind of cool to see the Unite Mics emotes flying in the chat. Mm-hmm. So what a great way to spend your Bezos bucks, support a good cause, and also support Zoinks and I this weekend. We greatly appreciate it. Peace, love, and hugs. Pass it back over to you.
For sure. Yoshi, how about you?
You can follow me on every social media, Solari Yoshi, as everyone knows. But I just want to say Solari is not my nickname. It's my org.
It's your org, yeah.
Yeah, because everyone is calling me Solari at the time. So yeah, but you can find me everywhere. And I stream most of the morning for me. So for you guys, really late, I guess. So yeah, you can watch some gameplay sometimes.
Cool. All right, sounds good. Go tune into that for sure. Spraggles, where can people find you?
I make content for Pokemon Unite on YouTube and on Twitch under the name Spraggles, on Twitter under the same thing, and I'm the coach of Random Gaming, so we'll see what happens this weekend.
Interesting.
Really? Yeah. Nice.
Wait, what?
A lot of bold claims. It's been a secret, but for a long time. But okay. I have been Zoinks. You can find me at Zoinkscast on Twitter as well as Twitch, of course. For Unite Mics, this show gets posted onto YouTube. The full VOD, as well as onto any podcast platform you can find. So if you are on YouTube, of course, like, subscribe, all that nonsense. If you're on a podcast platform, please give us that 5-star rating if you're already there. It helps so many more people find the show, boost the scene, and then maybe for you players, gets that prize pool up a little bit higher. A little bit of a butterfly effect, I like to believe in. But then, yes, the last plug is going to be, we are going to be ending the show and then raiding the Sneaky Seals channel. A few of us are going to be headed over there. We are raiding the top 5 North American players of every single role. So it's going to be a really, really fun show. Make sure to tune in. And of course, tune in to the North American and European regional finals for Pokemon Unite. This weekend, we find out who goes to Worlds. It is going to be such an exciting weekend of Pokemon Unite, and some players are going to win some really big cash. So for all the guests, for me, Zoinks, this has been Overdunk, and we will see you all next time. Goodbye. Can't catch them all.